right, hi. You've made it to the Messengers with Trisha and Marcus Draper. And we are here to give you the gospel. And today we're talking about, we've been talking this month about faith and trust. And today we're just going to add belief in there.
Amen. Before we do that, though, I want to start off with something. See if we can get this to work now. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. 1 Corinthians 13:13, it says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." Love isn't just a wonderful feeling. Love is more than that. Love is action, even without feelings. Jesus showed us what love is and how to love by laying down his life on the cross for us. Certainly, dying a horrible and excruciating, painful death before a multitude of people is certainly not a good feeling.
No.
Yet, Jesus did it because he so loved us. And he said in John 15:13, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Jesus did for us. So, as we celebrate a special day like today, Valentine's Day, let's not forget that love is more than just romance. It's doing what's best for a person, even if it won't benefit us.
Amen. Amen. So, even though this holiday is all about love and love for each other and candy and stuff like that, just remember that it's all about love, and God loved us first, and that's what real love is the love of God, and that's how we can show our appreciation to him, is to just love him. That's all he wants from us, is to love us and have a relationship with us.
That's right.
So, that's what we want to do on Valentine's Day.
That's right. We don't want to just love each other. We want to make sure we love the one that loved us first.
Yes.
Amen and hallelujah.
Yes.
So, welcome, everybody. This is the Messengers Radio Program. I am Marcus.
And I am Trisha, and all I right. think we went through this already.
That's all right. We can go back through it. Every week, it seems to be something new, you know, something different.
Yes.
Whether it's the thing getting cut off in the middle of the show or in the beginning of the show.
We are just saying, in Jesus' name, there is no more technical difficulties.
But you know what? We're going to keep going forward. We're not going to let these technical things bother us.
We'll talk to ourselves if we have
That's
to
right.
build
and
each other
we
up.
We did that, too, several times.
We
had some good conversations, didn't we?
We did, man. It's we were rocking.
It's too bad others didn't hear it.
That's right.
But this is the Messengers Radio Program. And we just want to welcome you, and let's get this thing started.
Amen. Let's.
Calling all the messengers. We've been given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living to give them our all. Rise up from your past, it's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they're stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's all right, 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 you know, and you know. It's your lie, 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 and we know the time's running out, can't wait around, cause seen plenty of hatred, death, and destruction where ignorance kills many. The blind leading the blind, we turning the blind eye. That alone is a crime, we got the power of life. I know that we make mistakes, don't let them keep you away. Mercy, love, and his grace is the reason we move ahead. Speak out, though we never been qualified to do it. I ain't earned it, I was loved into it, I'm brand new, yeah. And I know it's alright,
All right, so we've established that we are the messengers. And like I said, this month is about faith and trust and belief. And today we're focusing on belief. Belief is a strong word, and it's in the same definitions as faith and trust. In fact, trust is in every definition of faith, belief, assurance, and confidence. So we could say that belief is along those same definitions too. Just like last week, we were talking about how some of the words can be interchangeable. Mm-hmm. And when you read a scripture, like the one found in 2 Corinthians 4, it says, I believed, therefore I have spoken. You could say, I trusted, therefore I have spoken. Or, I had faith, therefore I had spoken. So, when you read these scriptures about things like this, you can interchange some of these words to help you better understand what the Lord is trying to tell you.
Yeah, that's great.
So, it just makes a little bit of difference there. And but it's how God is speaking to you. He may use another word that you can relate with better mm-hmm. than what it says right there. So, yeah.
And I know that back on January 18th, we went and saw Brother Poncho. He brought a gentleman that's his spiritual father. His name is Dr. Nasser Siddiqui. Uh-huh. And he said a couple things that really kind of stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And one of them was, believe it when you pray it, not when you see it.
Yeah.
So it's important. You know, we're talking about believe right now. So it's right. important for us to believe. If we believe it when we say it, not when we see it.
Right.
That's where our faith lies.
That's right.
Is if we believe it first.
You have to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that the devil, he can't stop. And I keep telling people this is so good. He says the devil can't stop what you've got, only what you're waiting on.
Okay.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Okay, so that's another
So belief. Basically, belief. That yeah. saying, like, the devil can't mess with something you already have, like the faith you already have.
Right.
But if you're waiting on something, like financially or something like that.
Or healing.
Or a healing, yes, a healing. Then he can come in and weasel his way in there, kind of, and not destroy it, but keep it from happening in
right.
the right time.
Absolutely.
And
or the time that you would
your
like for
timing.
It to happen.
Yes. So when you, instead of waiting on something, you need to believe in it before it even happens.
And keep confessing it with your mouth. Don't stop.
The words of your mouth are so powerful.
Right.
We talked about that last month.
1 Thessalonians 6, what was 16? 1 Thessalonians 6, 15, 16, 17. This is something that we always stand on. It says, be joyful, pray continually. And that's what that's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Pray continually. Be believing for what you're praying for. If you don't see it right then, the manifestation may not be ready. There's three answers that God will always give you when you pray. Yes, no, or not right now.
Right.
And there's reasons that it can't, that it wouldn't, if he says not right now, uh-huh. there's reasons. If he says no, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Right.
And sometimes that's for your good.
Right.
He never says no because, no, I don't want you to have that.
Right.
That's not how he is. He's like, if he says no, it's like, then something either better is coming or something different, you know, just something, usually something better that he has for you at a different time. But everything is in his timing. It's all in God's timing, and we as people sometimes expect it in our own timing, and that's not how God works. So that is why we have trouble sometimes
right.
with believing, with faith right. and believing and trust,
mm-hmm.
is because we're expecting it
right.
right then.
And God wants all good things. He's it says in I'm trying to think. I think it was Matthew. He says, I'm paraphrasing, you that are okay. evil out there, if you give your children good stuff, you know, good things,
yeah.
how much more will your Heavenly Father want to give you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't want to hold back on you. It's I mean, the Word's just, man, if you can just get in the Word, it's so powerful.
Yeah.
And the Word has all the answers. And there's so many people
that don't sit down and read the Bible daily. I mean, there are days, yes, that I'll miss, and I can feel it, you know.
Yeah,
when I miss a day of not reading, I can feel there's a change. Yeah, there's a change in me, and it feels like I've gotten a little bit further away from God, even though I haven't. He hasn't gotten any further away from me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I may have taken, if I hadn't read, you know, anything from that day, I may have taken a step back from Him.
Yeah.
And not intentionally,
mm-mm,
but you know, spiritually. Yeah, but that the word is what keeps you strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And founded.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Grounded. All right, well, let's get into some discussion here. We have 2 Corinthians 4:13-14. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. So that kind of ties everything that we've been talking about since mm-hmm. we began this show. I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. That's Paul talking to the Corinthians. And so he's saying that he knows, he believes, therefore he speaks
right.
about what is to come. He believes that mm-hmm. the Lord is coming back, and which is true. And
Paul kind of knew what he was talking about, I think.
Yeah.
He may have had some epiphany or
he may have had a little insight there that we didn't have. So, yeah. And today we're changing things up a little bit. We're going to read more stories than we have in the past. We've been kind of just reading verses.
Right.
And that's great. But we're going to kind of get into some stories that have to do with believing and faith.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
I should have made a story thing for the messenger. And now it's time for stories with the messenger.
Well, you made one right then.
There you go.
Okay, we want to read the story about the fig tree. So let's turn to Mark 11:12-24.
So I want to hear everybody out there opening their Bibles or clicking on their Bibles or however you get to your Bible.
However you read your Bible.
Open your phone up. And once again, that is Mark 11. And Trisha's going to be reading verses 12 to 24.
Well, some of them.
Okay, some of them. Oh, yeah, you had some things underlined. I forgot.
Let's just start. This is a triumphal entry, and this mm-hmm. is where Jesus is coming into town, and the people are laying the branches saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And so so they entered on that day, and they did everything. Well, the next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard him say it. So he cursed that tree. He used his words, and he cursed that tree.
Yep.
So they went on to the synagogue, and he turned over the tables and, you know, got real upset and everything like that.
A little righteous anger type thing.
Yeah.
There is such a thing.
So then the next morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. And Peter remembered and said to the rabbi, I love Peter. He's so funny. You gotta think that he said this like, oh, Rabbi, look! The fig tree you cursed is withered. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. And Jesus is like, have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
Amen.
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you of your sins.
Mm.
That is pretty powerful.
Yes, it is.
Because Jesus is saying this, you know, but he's telling us that you have to believe before you can receive it. Right. He doesn't just give things. You ask for a prayer, but you don't even believe it'll happen. He's not just going to give it to you.
Right.
So.
Where's your faith at then, right?
That's
at
right.
At that point.
And your trust, your belief. So, this next one I really enjoy. What time is it? We're going to have a lot of time. I just love this. This one, I don't know. I just love it. It's so funny. This next one is John 10:24-27. I have the page mark. Okay.
I've never seen so many tabs in a Bible.
I have all these little colored tabs. So, this is, Jesus is in the temple, I guess, at the feast. Okay, the unbelief of the Jews is the title. And it's, then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are Christ, tell us plainly." And, I mean, you just got to think, Jesus had to be so just, like, frustrated with
them.
Yeah,
if you said it the way you just said it.
Tell us the if you're the Christ. But, I mean, these people are like, so I love his answer. Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you don't believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep." Ouch. "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Yeah. He's saying this to like the Pharisees and stuff. And they're supposed to be the followers of God, you know, the ones in the know. And they don't, I mean, he's right there and they don't even know it. And they're like, "Oh, just tell us." And he's like, "I did tell you, you know." But he tells them, "You're not my sheep." And that's
bad. you knew it was coming, right? you could feel it.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, so you don't, you know, when Jesus said that to them, it just, they, no wonder they got mad because he was stepping all over their religion, just telling them, you know what, that was the old covenant. I am come that you may have life and life abundantly.
Yeah.
And he made the new covenant for us. And that just, I just love it. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, we as people, we're like, a lot of us are like Thomas. You know, we're like doubting Thomas. Unless we see it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless somebody tells us, unless somebody shows us, unless somebody says, this is for a fact.
Uh-huh.
No, so many times we can just say, okay, I heard the story and this is what happened. And you're like, yeah, Snopes, let's go to Snopes.com and make sure this is real or Google it, you know, a story that somebody tells you. You can't believe something that everybody says.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's important that we be able to, you know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these people didn't really understand Jesus was the truth.
Yeah.
Jesus is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except they go through him.
Oh.
But they didn't know this. They didn't have the Bible back then. They had the Torah.
The Torah? Mm-hmm.
They had the first four books of the Bible.
But they had the signs. They had the words from the prophets.
Yeah. But look at this. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, right?
Mm-hmm.
They supposedly knew all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
But the wise men were the ones that knew the signs.
Yeah.
The wise men came before the king. And he's like, so there's going to be
a king?
Another one? Yeah, weren't you a... Yes, why don't you tell me where he's at when you find him so I can go worshiping myself? Yeah.
In the
back, he's thinking, "Oh, well, I'm going to kill this kid.
Yeah,
there's nobody going to take over my spot." So, but it's just believing the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're reading the Bible is the truth. God cannot lie. The Bible is the inspired word through God to man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, man wrote it down, but God said
He spoke it to those men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't believe that, you might as well just You know, you
anything.
Have to have faith. If you can't believe the Bible is the inspired word of God through man, then you might as well not even.
I don't know.
You're lukewarm at that point.
Yeah.
If you think you're a believer.
And we don't want to be lukewarm.
No.
Because God said he spits us out of his mouth.
Vomits us out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Blech. It's like Jonah being vomited out of the fish's mouth.
All right. Well, we have a song we want to play for you guys. It's called What Faith Can Do by Cutlass.
And let's cut loose.
Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger than you know. Don't you give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. What faith can do. It doesn't matter what you've heard. Impossible is not a word. It's just a reason for someone not to try. Everybody's scared to death when they decide to take that step out on the water, but it'll be alright. Life's so much more than what your eyes have seen. You will find your way if you keep believing. I've seen dreams that move the mountains. Hope that doesn't ever end. Even when the sky.
That's What Faith Can Do right here on The Messengers on uturnradio.org.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. That was my worst
radio announcer
voice.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to, like I said, we're going to do some stories today. So we're going to continue in John, go to John 11, and talk about the death of Lazarus.
Okay.
So at this time, Lazarus, somebody came and told Lazarus, I mean, told Jesus that Lazarus was dead. And so he waited a couple more days where he was in Bethany. And it's interesting that he didn't just go right then. You know, he knew the plan. He knew what was going to take place. So mm-hmm. he stayed a while. He was sad, but he knew what was going to happen. So let's jump over to 17 when he said, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. And Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and that's where he had been. So he could have been there, but back in 11:4, he said, "The sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." So
once again, Jesus spoke it.
Yes.
But people didn't believe it.
Right. So, let's see. So many people were with Mary and Martha. So when Jesus came, Martha came up to him and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." So Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha answered, "I know he will rise again on the resurrection at the last day." But Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have life, even though he dies.
Amen.
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die."
Right.
"Do you believe that?" He was asking Martha, you know, again, it's set up on what you believe, you know.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Huh?
"Do you believe that?" And she answered the correct answer. She said, "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." So, so she believed at that point. She believed that he could raise Lazarus. So she went and got Mary, and let's jump back over to, well, then he asked, like, "Where have you laid him?" And they took him to where he was, and so Mary and Martha and everybody's there, you know, everybody's there. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus was once more moved deeply. He came into the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance, and he said, "Take away the stone." "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days." So she believed, but then that's
there
how it goes. You believe.
A little bit of doubt in there,
but
too.
But yeah, doubt comes in, and just your head starts speaking, you know, not your heart. She believed in her heart, but then it's like your head, your mouth just speaks. So you gotta take control of that. But she's like, "Man, it's gonna stink in there. You know, he's
been dead
4 days."
They didn't have Febreze back then either.
They didn't.
Or clay
spray.
They
needed. Okay. And then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me."
Amen.
So again, he's saying things for people's benefit.
Right.
For the people to hear. He's saying the words so that they can believe when they see it.
Right.
So then Lazarus, then Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And he came out, and he was wrapped in cloth and stuff. And then Jesus said, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." So he didn't just, you know, there wasn't a big ha to do about it. He's just like, "Take the clothes off and let him go on his way."
Yeah.
You know? So, what do you think of that?
Pretty amazing. You know, a guy dead in the tomb for 4 days.
4 days.
And of course, everybody's thinking there's going to be a stench.
You know? Yeah.
And there would have been, you would think,
because
when they put them in those caves or and they put those things over there, they put that big huge rock over there for a reason. It's to
good
keep
point.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, it's not cold in those caves. It's not like a cooling system. It gets hot in those caves. especially in the heat, you know, when in the desert, because they were out in the desert, weren't they? The desert area?
Yeah, it was warm.
Yeah. So I'm guessing, yeah, flesh, when you put flesh out in the sun like that, or in the heat, it's
not going to smell good.
No. And, of course, you're going to have sweat. Your body still sweats, doesn't it, after it's dead?
I don't know. I've never been dead.
Oh, okay. Actually, not speaking from
and
experience.
When I die, I'm going to heaven, so, you know, it's I'm not going to matter.
See, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
I'm going, and I'm staying.
You have to believe, even... So, I like when Jesus said... In 40, he said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they had to believe to see that glory.
Right.
So why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Yeah, we'll run over, or not run over. We're not going to run over anything. No, just go slow. We'll jump on over to John 14. We're going to go through verses 1 through 14. This is where Jesus comforts his disciples. Disciples are pretty upset at this point.
Well, they're confused.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on.
What? All right. So John 14, verse 1, Jesus starts off by saying, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms." And now we were talking about this a second ago. This is pretty cool. You know, some say there are many rooms. Some say there are many mansions.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it. Can you imagine in God's house if one room is the size of a mansion?
Wow.
Wow. That's awesome, isn't it?
Lots of rooms.
Yeah. So he says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you also you may also be. And you know the way to where I'm going." And he kind of stops there for a second. And this is where Thomas gets confused. Thomas has some great questions. I'm not gonna believe this. I put my finger in there, and you know, I can feel a hole in there.
We'll talk about that.
So Thomas says to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus comes back and he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Oh.
Awesome. And then he goes on and says, If you had known me, you would know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." So he's talking about the Father.
He's talking about him.
Yeah, talking about him being
the Father. You see Jesus, you see the Father.
Right. So Philip comes up. And he says to Jesus, he said, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Didn't Jesus just tell them?
I know. These guys, it's hard for us because we have all the information.
Right.
But you just kind of go, what? What did Jesus say?
Okay, so this is in verse 9. Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?"
I'm right here.
it's like me looking at you and saying, "Where's Trisha? Where are you at?
Just show me."
Yeah.
Just show me.
Wow. All right, verse 10 says, "Do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am the Father and the Father is me, or else believe on account of the works themselves." Let's go on down here to verse 12. "Truly, truly," he says this twice, "truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. if you speak anything in my name, I will do it. Now, this is where a lot of people get confused.
Yeah.
And this is where a lot of people don't follow. They don't follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say this great prayer, or they say they believe. They say, just because I go to church, I'm saved. No, 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 no. If you know Jesus, then you're going to be doing the works that Jesus did.
Yes.
And you're going to be doing greater things than Jesus did.
Yes.
Right. So if you're not doing the works that Jesus did, if you're not reading the Bible, if you're not listening to what the Father tells you to do,
mm-hmm. Here.
This right here, this word right here, in John 14, you're not doing anything. It's not by works that you get to heaven.
That's right.
I want everybody out here to believe that. If you think you're going to heaven because you go to church, because you do good things. The word says good works are like filthy rags to the Father. It's not what you do. It's not what you say.
It's how you believe.
It's how you believe.
It's your relationship with God.
Exactly.
That's what
it's your relationship.
That's what
and if you don't have a relationship with Jesus and you're saying all these things, mm-hmm. you're going to be extremely, extremely surprised on Judgment Day.
Yes. In a bad way.
Yes.
Because it's not about what you do. It's all right. About your heart.
It's not about works. It's not about going to church. It's not about knowing someone that goes to church. It's not about saying a prayer. I mean, that's the first step.
Yeah. But you have to believe what you say.
And you need a relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
And you need the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. All right. So let's skip on down to John 20.
I think, actually, we're just going to go to John 20 is talking about doubting Thomas, and we've kind of talked about that today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to do Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. We can do the rest later if we want to. Okay. Let's go over to doubting Thomas. Poor Thomas. He was a little not quite all together. So.
I wasn't either.
I know.
When I first was a believer.
Yeah.
I thought I knew a lot of stuff, but boy.
Yeah.
Did I find out I knew nothing.
Yeah. And you learn. You keep learning every day. I mean, we know as much as we know now, and it's nothing to God.
But we know what we know now because we have a relationship.
Yes.
Because we read the Bible.
Yes.
Because we search. Because we're seeking.
And listening.
And listening.
When you pray, it's so important that you pray and then you just be quiet and listen to what he says.
Because God is talking to you 24/7, I guarantee you.
All the time. Mm-hmm.
And you can't hear him because you're not listening.
That's right. You got to get quiet and listen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what Thomas did. Now Thomas, called Didymus, I don't know how you say that, but he was one of the 12. He was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So this was after the resurrection. Jesus came and showed himself to his disciples, but Thomas wasn't there. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." And he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." Those are pretty strong words.
Yeah.
I will not believe it.
Yeah. It's pretty matter of fact, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the door was locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hand? Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe."
Yeah.
And Thomas said to him, "My Lord, my God." Then, it's like, okay, I believe now. Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed."
Mm.
So I am one of those blessed for people. Yeah. I have not seen, but I believe.
Yep.
I believe.
And if you have a relationship with Jesus, you must believe.
Yeah, or you really don't have a relationship with Jesus.
Right.
So, okay, let me, we were going to read Hebrews 11. I encourage you, Hebrews 11 is all about faith. It's mm-hmm. a faith chapter. And we may get to this later, but I just want to, we have some stuff we want to read. But first of all, I want to give a shout out to my girl, Melanie Fair.
Melanie, what's up, girl?
she was teaching Sunday school last Sunday, and she had some things to say. They were going over God Wants You Well. And she's teaching.
Andrew Womack book.
Is an Andrew Womack book. Yeah. And she and her husband, Larry, are teaching about it. And she had some interesting things to say that I wanted to relay to you guys. Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of God.
What is the word of God, Tricia?
The word of God is the Bible.
Ding, 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 ding. You win!
Also, the word of God is the words that he speaks to you. You know, it's not just, you can hear things by listening to him. It doesn't just have to be what's in the Bible.
Right.
When he's speaking to you, that's the word of God too.
And Tricia is so good with this. She's got stacks of, I keep saying this all the time, every week, but she's got stacks of
journals
that she writes in every day.
Mm-hmm. And I pray and then I just listen and he just talks to me and I just write it down. And it is so awesome.
I honestly think these people need to hear some of these.
Yeah.
And you've read a couple of
them.
But man, you were worth the cross.
Yeah.
Man, that's not in the Bible.
No.
But you know what? It's true. It's very true. It lifts people up because they understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you understand that you were, in fact, worth the cross, what Jesus went through,
mm-hmm.
man.
Opens your eyes. And another favorite I have is, there's nothing in all of creation I would rather be doing than conversing with you.
Wow.
Yeah. That just makes you go, wow, thank you, Lord.
That's
thank
not
you,
just,
Father.
That's not just him talking to you.
That's for everybody.
That's for everyone.
Everyone.
He would love just to sit down and have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Ask him. That's crawl up in his lap. Give him a big hug and say, hi, Daddy, Abba, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Show me something new.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want me to do today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people are out there probably thinking, man, these guys are crazy.
I know.
I'm telling you the truth. The truth is, he wants that kind of a relationship.
He wants a relationship with us.
Yeah.
He doesn't just want our praise. He doesn't just want our offering,
right.
which you need to do and is good. He does want that, but he doesn't just want that. He wants to talk to you. He wants to say, hey, Marcus, how you doing today? You know, I'm here with you. Whatever you're going through, just talk to me. Ask me. I'll show you anything you want.
Yeah.
You know, he's there, and he just longs to hear from his people that they believe what he says.
Yeah.
So he just longs after his people. So also, she says, Melanie said, doubt comes by hearing. It's just hearing the wrong things. So it's like faith comes by hearing, but doubt comes by hearing also. So it depends on what you're listening to. If you listen to faith-filled positive things, you're going to believe in yourself and you're going to believe more in God. If you listen to people who are negative and down on themselves and you and saying bad things about God, you, even though you don't want to, that plants seeds in your heart.
Yeah.
It plants seeds of doubt, and that's what comes.
Right.
So she said, if you have more faith, you have less unbelief.
Hmm.
It's pretty good. And then believe on faith. Focus your faith on the word, not on what you hear. So you got to put your faith in God. Focus on him.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to your mountains, and it increases your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to your mountains. And what are you feeding your faith? Are you feeding it the word of God? Are you feeding it positive input? Or are you feeding it the negative?
Yep.
And this is a really good one. Only you can let go of your faith. No one can take it from you.
That reminds me of Smokey the Bear. Only you can prevent forest fires. But only you can let go of your faith.
But it's so true. Nobody can take your faith from you.
Right.
You have to give it.
See, and that's just like what Nasir Siddiqui said. He said, the devil can't take something you already have.
Yeah.
But he can take stuff you're waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you don't believe that you have it.
Right. And I think that's important, that because it really, the Holy Spirit just revealed this to me. It really goes with what we said, the other thing he said, believe it when you pray it, not when you see it. If you believe it when you pray it, you got it.
Yes.
Devil can't take that away then, can he?
You have that faith. He can't take away the faith.
But if you're waiting on it to happen,
he can plant those seeds of doubt.
Exactly. Real quick, want to give a shout out to our friends in St. Louis, Missouri that are listening right now, Greymont, Oklahoma. We also got some people in Killeen and San Antonio, Texas.
Amen. Be
awesome.
Blessed, people.
Yeah. It was really neat. Last night on Armored Up Radio, we had some people listening from India.
Oh, wow.
Friends of theirs. So
that's neat.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So this program goes worldwide.
Yeah.
It's available anywhere in the world. Just click on the internet or listen to the number. The number here, we should have told you in the beginning, is a listening line is 712-432-9479.
And that's simply a listening line. That's not to call in and talk to us. If you want to talk to us, man, Facebook us, send us an email, go to themessengersradio.com. Go to our Facebook page. Go to our Twitter. Go in, do something.
We're on social media.
Yes, we are. We are social mediaites.
But we would love to hear from you. And prayer requests, we would love to have any prayer requests. We are prayers. We are prayers.
Yes, we are.
And we believe. We believe that when we pray, it happens.
Yeah.
We believe. So Marcus is going to go into... sorry, we just, he just looked at me strange. He is going to go into some reading on how do you get saved, Marcus? If these people are listening and they want to know how they can find Jesus, how do they do that?
Have you been seeking, if you're out there and you're listening or you're listening on archive, have you been looking for something? There is a hole.
Mm-hmm.
In you, that so many times I try to fill it up with different things. I try to fill it up with alcohol or drugs or
women.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to be a little more discreet, but wow, if you're gonna blurt it right out. But
I
try
like
to fill it up with that. I try to fill it up with things to distract me, and it never satisfied me. I never had a satisfaction. I was always left wanting more.
Do you know why? Because it's only a God-shaped hole.
That's right. There's a God-shaped hole in every single person.
Yes.
And it's put there on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is, on Judgment Day, so many people think, well, if he's such a great God, why does he send people to hell? He's not sending anybody to hell. Making a decision to do things on your own. You're making a decision to live life the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And you're making a decision to not follow Christ. Right. It's your choice.
He gives you a choice. That's free will.
And he's not going to force it on you. And so many people get so upset with me when I share the gospel with them. You know, they're like, don't shove your religion on me. You know, I'm not trying to shove my religion on anybody. I'm trying to tell you, you're going to hell if you don't believe in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to hell if you don't put all your faith and trust, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, we're not going to hell if you don't have the Holy Spirit, but you are going to hell if you don't have a Savior.
Yes.
If you don't know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is Jesus Christ. The truth is what's going to set you free.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say this. Choosing to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior is the most important decision that anyone, anywhere will ever make.
Amen.
God's word promises this. If thou shalt confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him on the third day, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That's in Romans 10, 9 through 10. Don't take my word for it.
Read it.
Romans 10, 9 through 10, that's what it says. And if you skip down to Romans 10, 13, it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yep. You got to speak it and you got to believe it. That's right. What you got to do.
So by his grace, God has already done everything to provide salvation. Your part is simply to believe. Talking about believe.
Believe.
And receive. If you're ready to believe and receive, I want you to pray this out loud with me. If you're ready to turn from the ways that you're doing, if you're ready to stop filling that hole in your life up, if you're ready to say, Father, I can't do this anymore without you, I want you to pray this out loud with me. I want you to say it out loud. I don't care if anybody's around you. You could be listening on a headset, on your phone, walking in the street. I don't care where you're at. Don't let, you're not promised the next second.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take a chance. So pray this out loud with me. Say, Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now. Thank you for saving me. Amen. And it's just that simple.
You just say and believe.
In the very moment that you commit your life to Jesus Christ, the truth of his word instantly comes to pass in your spirit.
Yes.
And now that you're born again, there is a brand new you.
Yes. You have a new spirit on the inside of you.
And if you are a believer out there.
Or if you just received.
Yeah, if you just received.
Just believed.
There is some... Oh, this is just so... I don't have enough time
to go.
Maybe
we'll go next. Next week, we'll talk a little bit more about the Holy Spirit.
So why do we need the Holy Spirit? I want everybody to understand that you need the Holy Spirit. Yes. And I want it. And next week, maybe we'll just leave you with this. And we'll just have a prayer right now for the Holy Spirit. But it's important. We need to know why we need the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What the Holy Spirit teaches. What the Holy Spirit assures us of. And how the Holy Spirit makes us more Christ-like, and that the Holy Spirit equips us for service.
Yes, he does it, and that's part of our relationship with God is through the Holy Spirit. That's how we talk to Him. That's how we hear from Him. That's our Comforter.
Amen.
That's the one who takes us through it.
Okay, so if you are a new believer out there, or if you're a believer right now, we have about a minute left. I want you to pray this with me, because, like I said, next week, listen, and you'll have a little bit more information about this. But pray this out loud. Say, Father, I recognize my need for your power to live this new life. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit. By faith, I receive it right now. Thank you for baptizing me in the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life. Amen. And if you prayed that out loud, if you received Jesus, or you received the Holy Spirit, you may and if you received the Holy Spirit, you may start having words come out of your mouth that you don't know what they are. Don't be afraid. That's the Holy Spirit.
He's speaking through you.
That's right.
God. And if you are a new believer, if you have done anything, email us or get with us, themessengersradio.com. We will send you materials and anything that you need. So we love you and God bless you.
And you guys have a great week, and we will be back here same time next week. Amen. Hallelujah.